Quran Quest. Yes, please. Quran Quest, answering your Quranic questions.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters from across the world, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The program is Quran Quest, where we discuss the verses of the Quran with our dear and beloved Sheikh Habib. Sheikh Habib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and I would like to express my condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hassan Askari, both to you and to our great audience.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As well, I would like to send my condolences to all the Muslims around the world on the death and passing of our 11th Imam, the father of our Imam, the Imam of our time, Imam al-Hassan ibn Ali al-Askari alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala greaten your reward on his sorrow.
Thank you very much. So we are on chapter Mary of the Quran. We're studying verses 73 onwards from this chapter. Let's listen to them and we'll be back for today's discussion.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا
And when our verses are recited to them as clear evidences, those who disbelieve say to those who believe, which of our two parties is best in position and best in association?
وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ هُمْ أَحْسَنُ أَثَاثًا وَرِئِيًّا.
And how many a generation have we destroyed before them who were better in possessions and outward appearance?
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. You just listened to verses 73 to 76 of chapter Mary of the Holy Quran. And we have with us Sheikh Habib to discuss these few verses with. So, Sheikh Habib, in the first verse it says that, and when our signs are recited unto them as clear proofs, those who disbelieve say unto those who believe, which of the two groups is better in station or fairer in company? So, apparently this is a Meccan verse. So this is the pagans of Mecca are responding to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they seem to be very smug about something. Can you please explain to us the context in which this verse was revealed?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. It is important to understand these verses and many dialogues in the Holy Quran that have to do with the Prophet and disbelievers of Quraysh. Especially the big heads of Quraysh, which are the family members of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi. The people that usually followed Islam at that time, the people who followed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi at the beginning of his prophecy, were the poor, the slaves, the oppressed, the weak, you could say. They were peasants in the eyes of some. This is an important factor to understand, especially with the message of Islam, the message that Islam came with, where it had no difference in social status, it had no difference in wealth, it didn't give any importance to the difference between wealth and poverty, and, you know, in giving the person, you know, status and level. What was important in the eyes of Islam wasn't your race, your color, you being a slave or not being a slave, you being wealthy or rich or poor. It was that you were God-fearing, you were God-wary, you were afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's something very important to keep in mind about the message of Islam.
Okay, thanks. Let's take a break and we'll be back after the break for the rest of our discussion. Don't go away.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are discussing verse 73 of chapter Mary of the Quran. So you said that Islam does not distinguish between wealthy and poor and someone who is socially high or low. What matters to Islam, basically God subhanahu wa ta'ala, is your God-wariness, your piety. But here we have in verse 73, the kuffar, the pagans of Mecca, being very proud of apparently their wealth, their social status. What were they thinking precisely? What was the message that they were trying to give to the Prophet?
They had this belief that if you were rich, if you were loved, adored, if you had slaves underneath your hand, if you came from this family or that family, if you were white, or if your color, the color of your skin was not too black, or you had this specific, you know, culture, that you were this prestigious person in this world, and therefore you are always right. So why are you right, Abu Lahab? Because I'm from Quraysh. Why are you right? Because I have money. Why are you right? Because I have gold. Why are you right? Because I have slaves and power. Why are you right? Because I'm brave. See this kind of, you know, proof or evidence they put forward to prove their righteousness. And not only them, even people before, they used to tell the prophets that we do not see only people who are peasants following your religion. We do not see only the weak following your religion. The same thing with these, the people of Quraysh and in the beginning of Islam. They were telling the Prophet that we don't see anyone who is rich, who is strong, who is from an honorable tribe to come. All we see are slaves, the weak, the poor. And that gives us, you know, evidence that we are right and you are wrong. We are the prestige people. You are not prestige. And that's everything against the Islamic ideology of social equality, if it's correct. And social justice, it's the better concept name. That justice that Islam brought, and that those people who believed in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi saw, justice that their rights will not be taken away from them, that they are a human being like someone else who comes from this tribe. I could be from the lowest of the tribes, and I am the same as the person from the highest of the tribes in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as long as I can worship. It's something in my hand. It's not something out of my hands. There are things that are out of their hands. I was born to a slave. I cannot be a slave. It's going to remain with me that I'm the son of a slave. Even though my dad is free or had become free, I'm still going to be the slave's son. I'm still going to be the person that was underneath the rule of this person, or this person was my father's master.
But very short, what was the mentality? Why did they think that their wealth and power would make them right? Did they think that they would have this for eternity? Did they think that they would die with this and take all of that to the afterlife as well?
Exactly. They didn't believe in an afterlife. Either some of them believed that there was after death there was nothing, and that you will not feel anything, or either that they will enter an afterlife where they are in the same status with the gods that they believed in. And there are verses that actually talk about the first point more than the second. So they had this belief that we're going to die and there's nothing in the afterlife, and everything that is important in this is in this world. So if you're that person like Jeff Bezos, where you go and have fun in space and take a vacation on space. He didn't go to space, he went to, you know,
just went to the upper atmosphere.
Yeah. But anyway, like, you have that much money, you have that much power, and you can do whatever you want, buy whatever you want, try whatever you want. And at the end of the day, you see people who are beneath you as peasants. You only pay them $9 an hour.
So they thought that this wealth would always stay with them and it would help them overcome Muhammad's God. Let's take a break right there and we'll be back just after the break.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and we are discussing verse 73 of chapter Mary of the Quran. So we said that when Prophet Muhammad approached the pagan Meccans and gave them the logical message of Islam, they responded by saying that we're richer, we're in a socially better place, so that means that we are right. So they responded to logic by looking at criteria that really didn't matter. Now, I want to bring this to our life nowadays, because when you were stating some of the criteria that the pagans were using, I kind of felt like our communities are using the same criteria. You see that people respect the rich more, respect the socially honored more, disagree with them less. And just having that money,
because they see it as power.
Yes. So what is the take-home message for us from this verse, what we can use today in our own lives, practically?
Practically, it's available in the verse that comes after, actually, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, how many generations have we destroyed before them? That's just to keep it in your mind. That sentence is enough to change the way that you act with the poor. And the difference, I want to call it the hypocrisy manner that some people deal with the poor and with the rich. They deal with the rich, and if they state something bad or something wrong, they defend them. Not only do they accept what they state, but they try to defend them as well, even though in their heart they know it's wrong. And if a poor person spoke something, they would either not listen to him, or, you know, just kind of ignore him, or even, you know, rebuke him or criticize him for talking. So what is important to a person to keep in mind is that in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as should be in the eyes of the believers, those who follow the Quran, those who follow the teachings of Ahlul Bayt, that what is important is not this life. This life is just a bridge. There's another life. There's an afterlife. There's a life that is going to stay forever. And that's the important thing to keep in mind. That what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees as important should be what we see as important. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala see as important? The person who is a good believer, the person who does good actions, the person who is God-wary, even though he's poor, even though he's weak, even though he's from a, you could say, low-income, unhonorable family, even though he's not from the privileged families, as long as he's a believer, as long as he's a mu'min, a follower of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, then I must respect this person and treat him like a human being at least, even more than treat him like a human being. I have to treat him like a brother. On the other hand, if a person was a non-believer, a person who was an enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if he was the richest of rich, I must stand against him. And usually here the desire of wanting wealth, the desire of wanting power, actually plays a role in it. It really just covers the intellect of human beings.
Thank you very much. So I guess the take-home message would be that if our mentality, our community is also plagued with pagan criteria, we might get away with it while we're in the world, but how many a generation that God has ruined that were richer than us and more stronger. And the day of judgment and God's punishment is something that no one can flee. Thank you very much, Sheikh Habib. It's always a delight to speak with you. And I would like to express my condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hassan Askari once again. To you and to our audience, may God bless all your lives with wisdoms from Imam Hassan Askari. Until next week, if you missed our program, don't worry, you can always download an archive from our website of all our episodes. Simply search IRIB English Radio Quran Quest. Until next week, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
المؤمنين